back-to-back wins, and how do you explain your good road record and your bad home record?
Well, that's pretty hard to explain. While we do so well on the road and at home, we're not as good. I think this next week upcoming, against the Skins, where we have to win. I think it's a division game where it's very important. I think it changes things a little bit. And I think for that week, we got to be the better team. I think a lot of people get carried away with, the offense is doing well, or they're not playing like they should, or, you know, up and down weeks, where I think just if we're just a better team that week, that's all that matters. Yeah, I felt so. I felt that I would get the ball enough. Last week, there was no need to run the ball so much because we were throwing and firing so much and making so many different plays, and we were so successful in the air. You know, Nick is playing out of this world right now. I think this as a whole, as a team, the defense is playing lights out. You know, as an offense, I think a lot of people kind of forgot how good we really are, how effective we are. You know, for the first 6 weeks, we were very explosive and putting tons of stats up and breaking records. So we're just getting back to the basics, running the ball, throwing the ball. I mean, I think at this point, you know, a defense, when they come in here and they're scouting us and preparing for us, it's what do you want to do? Do you want to stop the run, which team's been doing for the past couple of weeks, trying to shut us down running the ball-wise, and we're making plays in there. So it's a matter of just picking your poison.
After your next game last week, did you see the defense play differently?
A little bit. They were guessing more. I felt like they were guessing more. There were still, the majority of the time, there were definitely more guys in the box, like usual. But, I mean, I thought it was a guessing game, which we haven't been seeing lately. You know, it's been more trying to stop the run and stop the different reads we have. So it felt good, really, as an offense together. Late in the game where we needed to drive the ball, to ice the game out, we did that. We needed to make a play, answer back, we did that. So just all around, we just played good ball today.
Did they seem worn down on that final drive?
You know what? They actually did a great job of rotating. We weren't going as fast like usual, so they were doing a good job of substituting. We were running the clock out, so they had a chance to sub in and out. So they weren't too tired.
You lost Jason.
But for the whole game, they were tired.
You lost Jason early with Sean, and it seemed to make a difference as far as your ability to run the ball.
Well, Al came in, and he plays well. Just today, I think the offensive line actually controlled the line of scrimmage. I think with the backs that we have here, in a humbling way, you give us a one-on-one opportunity with a linebacker, DN, or safety, you know, 9 times out of 10, we're going to make a miss. And today, that's what happened. And guys got on the blocks. Let's control the line of scrimmage. You know, I think it's one thing for a back to be confident to run the ball, but it's another when the guys up front want to run the ball even more than you do. So you know, it says a lot about them up front, the way they played today. And also, Nick making so many different plays. You know, you put a defense in a bind. Like, bind. What do you want to do? And today we're just on all cylinders making plays.
And now your yards per carry, there was a clear difference today in the past 3 games. Were you running any differently than you did in terms of
the... No, I think today I just had more lanes and a lot more one-on-one opportunities. I was to the second level so fast today. And I was just hitting it. I think the guys up front just, you know, got it done in a big way. And it was very obvious today, and we had so many different one-on-one battles, and it felt good to see that again. So, and it worked out. I mean, it's hard to really answer that question. I think we have the same preparation each week, no matter if it's home or away. It's got to find a way to get over this hump. And until we do, I'll be getting the same questions. So hopefully we can kind of take care of that this week. I'm going to get a win at home. I have probably. Go ahead.
With the close out the game, like the last 9 minutes, you know, just controlling the clock and everything, what's that feeling like?
Just dominating. It's a good feeling because the defense knows we're going to run the ball. We're not going to throw it. You know, and you can stack the box, we're going to run it. So just the attitude, the guys up front, to play with today, and especially them late drives to kind of ice the game out.
Does it feel good for you guys when you're going that slow, when you're so used to going so fast?
You know what? It's actually cooler because you would think a long drive like that would get tired, and you don't, because you're so used to going so fast that when you actually slow down, it's like a huddle. And we haven't huddled since probably last year. So to get a chance to really huddle up and run the ball and call the plays, it's a totally different feeling. Just confidence. I mean, his confidence level is sky high right now. practice, the way he's playing. If I had to define it, I would say he's playing with tons of swag. And he's a leader. The blessed thing about this team is we have two starting quarterbacks, Mike Vick and Nick Foles. You know, so when he came in, we didn't look at Nick as a backup. We look at him as a starter. And he's been playing like that. He's controlling the offense. He's making the right calls, the right reads. And he's playing with an attitude. Attitude where we must, you know, go down and score. And he's playing lights out.
Yep.